Unbranded on cliffcentral.com.
Hello, and this is Unbranded, and I'm Rianette Leibovitz, and yes, you are expecting Timothy Maurice, but he's making the world a better place somewhere else. And thank you, Timothy, for trusting me in this hot seat. I love being here today, and we wish you all the best with what you're doing. And we will But speaking about really interesting things, and when we talk about unbranding and really going deep into issues that influence people and mindsets and decision-making power, then this is the show for you. We all use it. We all are influenced by it. And we should all use it for our businesses more and more and more. The power of video cannot be underestimated. And today I'm joined by and in studio by international speaker and influencer, professional photographer and cinematographer Victoria Gregg. Today we will unpack why video is important, the practical side of producing your own video, what it is that you need, the technology, the you know, your mobile phone, etc. We will also talk about body language and even speak about neuroscience and how it impacts and how it is incorporated in specific elements that we use when we talk about video. And then we will transition to the cyber health feature to share tips on what to consider for your digital footprint before you post those videos. So join us on Twitter and on Facebook. I am at Rianette, R-I-A-N-E-T-T-E, and Victoria Gregg, that is at Victoria_GREC-H. So Victoria, thank you so much for joining me. I know you've been very busy on your tour to South Africa.
Amazing to be here. It's even better to actually be here in studio this time, because last time we had to do this by Skype.
Yes.
And it's pretty cool because you were on the same show when we were talking last year.
Yes, so, and it's basically a year ago. I think it was the 22nd of June last year. And Victoria joined. I shared the podcast last night because I thought it would be nice to go back to that and to listen to that and see how things have changed maybe in the last year.
Yeah.
And the previous time, yes, I was fortunate to be in studio with the techie guy, Leron. And
Leron, if you're listening.
Yes, Leron is now in the States. So Leron, shout out to you as well. So Victoria came into the photographic industry after making the decision to make the sideways move across from investment banking, which is quite interesting.
It was. Yeah. It was a scary time. It was. I blame Africa for this, actually.
Oh, really?
So I was on the trade floor, went to buy my pair of Jimmy Choo boots, as you do as a lady,
at
lunchtime. And the guy said to me, if you're going to Africa on safari, you need a DSLR. I was like, a DSLR? What? So I had a point and shoot camera that's showing my age now, because they don't do those anymore. And I literally bought my first DSLR, took a photo and fell in love, and I decided to quit my job as soon as I got back. So it was crazy, but I haven't looked back and I don't regret it.
And the first photo that stole your heart and captured you?
It was like a drug.
Yes.
I was just like, something happened. That's all I explained. It's like a drug, and that was it. I knew I wasn't going back to the trade floor.
Oh,
I knew
nice.
I wanted a different life.
Yes. And I'm glad that you embraced it, because now you're actually able to share that passion and knowledge with so many other people and make, in
True.
Your way, have a ripple effect on the world. I also need to mention that your list of celebrity weddings and portrait and commercial clients span from Saudi Arabia, Dubai, India, Cuba, Europe, United States and Canada. And Victoria was one of two only British speakers to be asked to present a workshop for the Creative Live in Seattle, streamed live across the world. And I think that if we could be a fly on the wall, or be, you know, just sit on your shoulder and join you,
you'd
for
be tired.
We'd be tired, I'm sure, but it would be a joy ride, you know, if we could
come and hang out with me.
I would love to. So welcome, Victoria, and thank you again for taking the time before you head back to the airport and back home. I also need to say a special welcome to her fiancé, Chef Mark Lloyd, celebrity chef and seen on BBC. I know that.
He's going to love that.
I didn't
Everyone
warn him.
Everyone tweet, real Mark Lloyd.
Yes, real Mark Lloyd. So it's such a pleasure. And Jess, thank you for joining us as well. Jess is working with Victoria, and there's some really good stuff going on in the background, which we will unpack a bit later. So I joined Victoria for the Power of Video workshop this last
you
weekend.
You were brave.
I was brave, but I'm so glad. And even though I love to be in front of the camera, it's sometimes hard for me to understand the backs, you know, the technical side and what goes on behind the scenes. And even though from a director's point of view and so forth, I've learned a lot when I did my presenting. However, when you need to produce it yourself, it can become so annoying and cumbersome that you actually just stop. And that's why...
It's the red light, I find, even for me. I can take 25 takes to say my name. I'm fine. And then the red light goes on and then you freeze. It's like,
But that's something I wanted to say that I noticed, because for me, the red light doesn't scare me. But there were people in the room who've never done this before. And yep. It was really good to see how they transitioned. And you know what? There was a man who was in
Peter.
A session last year.
Hi, Peter, if you're listening.
Hello, Peter. And he was in a session last year with Victoria, and the progress he's made and the confidence he had this time was just really remarkable. So it was really good to see also how people were talking about shutter speed and aperture and
all the tech.
You know, all the tech terms. It sounded like a real film crew. So thank you for that. And if we look at statistics, I would like to share this quickly. I found some interesting figures to share with you. This is from an article posted on 29 April, so it's recent, by Craig Smith on Expand Dramblings. And there they've got stats that says there are 1 billion YouTube users with 4 billion views per day. And that's 6 billion hours of content.
That's huge.
I mean, that's crazy to think. And it is estimated that 300 hours of video is uploaded every minute. And some of it is really bad, but some of it is really good and they go viral. So we will talk about what makes a video go viral a bit later. So I'm sure most of us agree that video is here to stay and that we prefer it as a way of communication. So let's talk about why is it? What is the why behind video, and that why is it capturing people's attention so effectively?
I think it's so powerful, in my view, for video, because it's the nearest thing to being face-to-face like we are now. So before, everyone maybe 5 years ago was talking about having a website and it being your shop front, your digital shop front. I believe now kind of, well, actually the stats show that only 20% of people will read what's actually written on your website. Whereas you actually have a video content there, they'll watch the video and they'll also read the content 80%. So the huge difference in percentages there. But for me, it's like whenever you're trying to film, if you're going to try and film something as a small business, or even I call us, it gives you a voice on the internet or YouTube, whether you're like a teenager and you want to start your own kind of like blog post, or yes, almost I would call it like a live TV show, you can do it from your phone.
Yes.
And it's the nearest thing to believability. If someone sends me an email, I will read into it, and I may read into it incorrectly.
Yes.
When I see your body language, your posture and your passion, it transcends through video. So I think, yes, that's one of the reasons why it's so powerful.
And tone of voice, which is something that you know, people regularly, these misunderstandings happen because they don't realize, or they read the email in the wrong way. So, okay, that makes perfect sense. And I think also the fact that, you know, you can see the person's sincerity as well.
Yeah.
If it's a well done video, then that's also something that strikes me, is the sincerity in it. So what does a well produced video look like, and how much artistry goes
that's
into it?
That's a never ending piece of string, man.
If you had to sum it up.
And you're asking someone like me, a perfectionist? This is crazy. No, I would say kind of, I get asked to critique a lot of videos, or I spend a lot of my time, obviously, every time we come to a country and speak, we'll have a look at the videos. And a bit like the workshop, when I pulled out even images of women standing, of men standing, of kind of what I call the cheesy shot.
Yes.
And often we're directed by photographers and filmmakers. So when I teach in my own industry, so to speak, I'm mindful, because actually I believe it's our issue, because yes, we're directing you.
Exactly.
So
and people
actually
pay to
you're
have
paying
the
me for
advice.
Service. Yeah. But unfortunately, when you're a photographer or a filmmaker, or you come from film school, you don't learn neuroscience and psychology and yeah, body language.
Yes.
So it's kind of a rounded effect. But for most of your viewers, if they have a smartphone in their pocket right now, there's no excuse anymore.
Mm.
And I truly believe that South Africa are on the tipping point of actually leading this, whether people believe me or not. Let's see what happens in the next 12 months. But there's people here that won't buy a landline and they have mobile phones. Whereas still in the UK and the US, we're still much of a, let's have a landline.
Mm.
So you've jumped the technology jump. You just need to now use the technology in your hand. So I'd say a good video for me, number one, has to be stable. like watching someone go through like a what I call left, right, up and down, and like I feel like I'm gonna be sick after I've watched them is not the best thing.
Yes.
So kind of keep it stable. It's great to buy a little mini tripod or something, or I will like put it up against a bottle of water or steady it on something. Before you hit record, start to smile. There's nothing worse than seeing someone, they look miserable, they hit record and they suddenly go, hey, like this.
Yeah, it's the kind sincerity of so blows out the window.
Sincerity. And more than anything, forget about the script writing, the lingo, how you look, authenticity. Speak from the heart. Even if you're selling a product or service, kind of, I call it the BS filter, and this is why I love Cliff Radio, I can say that. Kind of, you saw me almost directing and performing an interview.
Yes.
If I don't believe it, the viewers won't believe it. And you lose almost 10% of that authenticity through the video. So it's not quite the same as us sitting here.
Exactly.
So say, be authentic and don't worry about messing up.
Okay.
You're more real. The biggest brands in the industry are struggling right now and finding very genius ways to use video because they don't have a face to a brand. So anyone that is a startup or a solo entrepreneur or a small business and you're a CEO, get your face on camera. I hate it. Like, believe it or not, I teach video. There's nothing worse than me being in front of camera. But I embrace it.
Yes.
Because it helps.
Yes. And it's what people connect with is that person, right? It gives that credibility almost as well. But another very important thing that you taught us on Saturday is sound quality. That's really critical for a good or well-produced video.
So sound, the great thing about the tech market right now is that I'm one of the Sennheiser ambassadors, and we've been R&Ding mobile phone technology for them. And they have a clip mic. It's called a Clip Mic Pro. It basically plugs into the lightning port of my iPhone, and it's broadcast quality sound the same as in this studio, which is incredible. Unfortunately for Android market, I'm trying to beg them to do the same, but there's something called an iRig, kind of lavalier mic. So this is something that is not expensive. You can plug it into your phone and you can have great quality audio. Things to be wary of: don't film near busy traffic, don't film near a fountain.
Yes.
Kind of listen and to the area around you, the ambience, before you actually hit the record and move somewhere else.
Okay.
Try and do it where you've got carpet. So obviously where we are now is nice and soundproofed.
Yes.
Our voices aren't bouncing off the ceiling everywhere.
Yes. And on Saturday, what I loved about the training was we walked around the hotel, and actually Victoria was clapping her hands to see how the sound bounces. And it was really fascinating to learn how it sounds. I mean, the different volume levels, besides the noise factor, it was just really good to see carpets, curtains, all these factors that we need to consider. So, okay, so let's get practical. You've mentioned you've got your mobile phone. Most people have that. You've got your microphone. We will talk about body language in a moment, but what about apps? You shared some really cool apps with us.
I did. So if you're Android or Apple, Filmic Pro is my favorite app right now because I can do almost what I can do on a big camera. I can change an exposure, shutter speed. I can force it to do what I want. I'm very much one of, I don't ever have anything in automatic mode because it decides to change halfway through when you're filming. You've got things like Kinematic, which is pretty cool as well. Splice for editing, teleprompter. So we had this debate on the workshop. So if you want to write a traditional script, then there's a really cool app called Teleprompter that will actually scroll up, and you can see your horrible self on film while you're talking, and it will kind, you can time it.
Yes.
For me, I kind of believe in writing a script and then tearing it up.
Yes.
And just using pointers. And we kind of proved the point on Saturday that if you read a script, I can see your eyes reading the script, or it doesn't feel real. You're concentrating on what you're supposed to say. Whereas if you kind of have an idea of a script and just have three key words, then you're going to talk to me like you're talking to me now.
Yes.
Rather than, I'm going to read you my sales script.
Yes. And I remember when I was presenting, it was really hard to take someone else's script, which they wrote in their words, and try to make it my own. It really felt, you know, I'm almost insincere. And the fact that, you know, I know I don't speak like that. However, that's something for people to learn as well. As a presenter, you present the script and you make try to make it your own. Mark, can I call you in here and to ask you, you know, from the work, the TV work that you do, if you get a script, I mean, it must be really hard in terms of working with, you know, food. And when you are busy, you need to concentrate on, but you've got the recipe in your head, but there's so many elements and levels and things that you need to concentrate on.
Yeah, I mean, people write scripts for you, but it's very difficult to follow that and concentrate on the food. And I talk in a very particular way. I've got kind of a mixed accent and a very kind of funny, sarcastic way of talking, I suppose. But I think when people write scripts, it should be bullet points that you then make your own.
Yes.
It's one of those things where you try to take the information out of it, but kind of mess with it a little bit yourself. Else you lose yourself. You just become a robot on screen, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah. And I guess the preparation part is, besides the mise en place and all the other things that you need to do for cooking, I mean, the preparation and knowing your message, knowing your what you're coming to deliver.
I think if you are genuine about what you're doing, then you don't really have to worry about the message too much because it's there anyway and the passion will be there anyway. It's when you're trying to remember a lot of facts about things that you tend to lose that kind of passion. And I think sometimes the light goes out in your eyes. There's nothing worse than watching somebody with dead eyes on TV or in a video that just seems to be going through the motions just to get it done.
It's
that passion that needs to keep shining through in the videos and in cooking, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you two are really blessed because you're almost one of a kind. You're both a camera go on, you'll light up and you'll feel confident and you can what I call not blag it. I think the rest of us in the world we have the opposite. It's like fear kicks in, you're frazzled, you're like blah, 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 blah. I can't even speak. So it's great to watch someone that naturally is confident in front of the camera. But I think a lot of your viewers, if you're like me, let me hear you on chat or whatever it is, but I'm like, oh gosh,
it's true. But you said something very important on Saturday. You said that it's about the message, it's not about you. And it's when you really know that I am bringing my service, my product offering, I'm bringing that to you, and that's all I want to do is make you aware of this. And I have to say that, I mean, it's practice. I didn't feel like this always. And I mean, there are
still
days.
That makes me feel better.
I mean, usually there's still the adrenaline rush. Our bodies don't know that whether we are excited or whether we're running away from a lion. I mean, when I come sit here,
I feel
like
I'm running away from a lion every time I film.
When I come and sit here, I love it because it's that adrenaline rush and you just, oh, what do you think, Mark?
I perform in front of live audiences about 2-3 times a month, so I'm bouncing around like a 5-year-old child on Christmas morning. But at school, you couldn't get me up in front of the school to even pick up like a sports award or anything. I don't know what changed between then and now, but I seem to find it quite easy, which sounds ridiculous. I'll do things in one take, whereas when we've been doing videos with Vic, she knows exactly what she wants to say, but she's so passionate about it, she almost trips over herself. So it was like almost slowing down with Peter yesterday, getting him to slow down and just breathe through the things he wanted to say, because you're trying to get that message out there because you love it so much.
Yes.
You almost get carried away and a little bit overexcited, I think.
Yes. And talking about the message, storytelling, it's an art, you know. And if you
this
only have a couple of seconds or 2 minutes, then how do you do it? What would you recommend?
So for me, this is, I guess, when you go and see all these Hollywood films, and when we have doing my own feature, we learned this the hard way. Kind of you can get wrapped up in the Steadicams, the cranes, the helicopters, the drone footage, and like all the special effects. But if the storyline isn't good, it's a very expensive film.
Yeah.
And you leave the cinema going, yeah. But when something's a really good story, and actually someone on the workshop started to introduce themselves. So instead of, we had someone stand up and do an elevator pitch, so-called.
Yes.
Then I stopped them, as you remember, and said, tell me what you love. Tell me what you're passionate about. And then we heard the start of a story and everyone sat forward. You could hear a pin drop in the room. So for me, stories are memorable. So there is this, the old fashioned way of marketing is to kind of sell, kind of list your benefits of your products, kind of look at kind of any what kind of people saying, oh, it's not going to suit me, address those, the objections, and then hit the CTA, the sell, call to action.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore. If you tell stories, you're memorable. and yes. you'll remember stories.
Yeah.
And now if you include that, so I'm almost linking this to going viral now, if you link that together kind of subtly with, I call it like whiffing, what's in it for me?
Yes.
Who am I?
Yes.
What do I do? Why does the viewer care? Why does your customer care? Because unless you kind of relate to, normally they have an issue or a pain, if your product doesn't fix it or service,
yes.
I don't care. I don't care. You're wasting my time.
And it's like Unilever. They recently, they've done most beautiful ads with Olympic, you know, with kids and showing the mom is always there.
Yeah.
And that connection, you know. Oh.
It just reminded me, actually, there's a video that I normally play, which is Nike. As you mentioned, Nike traditionally have always had athletes.
Yes.
And very famous athletes. The last literally video they have released is someone of a very overweight child.
I've
just running
it.
One shot.
Yes.
And it's about greatness. And my kind of thing is dare to be great. Why not?
Yeah.
Everyone can be great. It's like
goosebumps, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what we want to achieve is also, I mean, from a communications point of view, as you know, my background is marketing and PR. And when you can actually change behavior, you've made
great
an
job.
Impact. Then it's tick. We've managed to, you know, check our objectives and so forth. And that video will definitely inspire people to get up and do more than just looking at athletes because it looks so, yes, it's fantastic. I wish I was there, but there's no way I can look like that, you know. So
exactly.
Making it more real, bringing it to my...
So that's one of your objections. You have to kind of think about your video and what you filmed and then be your client, be your avatar and look at that and say, what are my objections going to be? Can I relate to you? So what was great was when we were filming Peter yesterday was it's okay to tell your story and say not everything is rosy. So everyone that you probably guys have here in the studio, people kind of know or a celebrity, they were not a celebrity overnight.
Yes.
Like there is no stardom overnight. It's many, many years of blood, sweat and tears and having
exactly.
crazy times. And then you finally get the recognition for all your hard work.
Yeah, I read a quote last week about... yes, it seems like a lucky break and an overnight success, but you don't know about all the sweat and tears. And there was a swear word in between that was part of this journey to get where I am, to have this lucky break. So that's very true. So in terms of body language, you showed some really good photos and I think we can all learn from it. And I'm sure we will all cringe. I actually wanted to ask you if you can look at my photos because I'm sure you'll be like, oh no, throw them out the window. But I mean, for book covers and photos in general, because they usually go with your brand.
Yeah.
And then how we portray ourselves on our videos. What can you share there?
Let's start with kind of men, and I can't do this. You guys need to start live streaming your show too. We got to tell Cliff this because then everyone could see what I was going to do.
Shall we take photos? We'll take some photos.
Oh my gosh. Okay, take photos.
I'm
going to move my microphone so I can stand up. 1 second. I'll talk into it. But literally, so guys will normally put their hands in their pocket. And for those that are listening right now, so I'm standing here like a guy. I am protruding my you-know-what. Like this, with my feet out and open. Men will walk in a room and stand and do this. They'll do it in photos. And it's natural because it's like hunter provider. It's like kind of, I'm going to say ego, but it's not ego. It's strength, it's power.
Yes, yes, yes.
So unfortunately, if you have a product or you're trying to attract like a woman, it doesn't work. So turn your toes straight forward, stick your bum back. And kind of, if you are having photos with any of what I call your limbs, your fingers, don't have your fingers. So I can't see your fingers. I want to be able to see all your fingers. If you take a photo and you have your arms crossed.
Yes.
If you don't show me your fingers, you look like an amputee.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Knowing,
and almost like you're hiding something, right?
Almost like you're hiding something. And women will do the same. Women, and you'll see it actually even on front covers of Time magazines. My kind of thing is in this industry, especially from the trade floor, I almost had to have the energy and be a man at work on the trade floor to get kind of respect. And now leaving that, I realize that there's actually real more power in femininity and
Definitely.
Being in your feminine. You don't have to be very masculine. So kind of women will do what I call like a masculine pose like this. And Renette's now photo tagging me.
Mm. Woo! You keep on talking and I'll take the photo.
And then from there, so I'm clenching my arms in quite a masculine way. And then if you what call break your wrist, yes. I'm now feminine.
Much better.
She's going to post this afterwards to see. The same as kind of a fist and leaning on your chin. This is masculine. And then I'm turning so my palm sees the camera. I'm now feminine and softening my hands.
There you go.
So you can do the best scripted video. It can be filmed and it can be hundreds of thousands of pounds. And you're going to get judged in the first 5 seconds before you even speak.
Yeah, and I think that's what stops people a lot. It's like, okay, things don't look perfect.
No.
I don't feel perfect, so now I don't do the video. So
have your shoulders. Another good point is have your shoulders open. Make sure you're almost slightly off-center to camera. And just connect, lean forward. Like in the workshop, everyone wants to lean back when the camera's on you.
Yes.
It's actually more unflattering to lean away from a camera. It will make you look bigger and distort you.
Yeah.
So lean forward into camera and engage.
Okay, so we will definitely have to remember those, especially when we've got cameras in the studio.
Everywhere.
We won't just have to worry about the microphone and what we say. We will have to think about how we sit in the
don't point. Forward, don't point at camera either.
No pointing.
Open palms.
Well, while we talk about that, let's take a quick break. Thank you for joining Unbranded. We'll be right back.
Unbranded on cliffcentral.com.
Oh, yes, you're tuned in to Unbranded. I'm Rhea Nett, standing in for Timothy Maurice Webster today. And thank you so much for joining us. I think if you are interested to speak to someone that's really, really an expert in a field and you've got the opportunity today, then I want to invite you to contact us at 0861 555 189. You can also contact us via WeChat at Cliff Central, and also of course Cliff Central at cliffcentral.com on Twitter. So please sit back, relax, and get your notepad ready, because we're still sharing some fantastic tips. And Victoria, thank you again for being in studio with us today.
Thank you for having me.
So we've talked about the type of equipment you need, the body language, the storytelling, what you need to consider. But now let's go to, now I filmed this video, and this is where I get stuck. I filmed it. I've done a really good job at presenting my little message, or my I've reached my target and my objective and everything's done, but now I need to edit it to make it or package it so it's ready for the web. And that's where I get stuck. So please tell us what the next steps are. What do you do
next steps? But I would take a step back from there. Is before you start filming, we call it in the industry shoot to edit. If you just go shooting and talking and filming, you'll have too much footage.
Yes.
So we really want to kind of think before you actually shoot it, what are the shots you need? So as we was explaining on the course, it's very boring to watch someone for 2-3 minutes just in one shot and they're just talking to camera. It doesn't matter how good you are on camera. So we have things called, that would be your main kind of camera roll. Then you have something called B-roll, which is maybe a second camera or cutaways. So that would be, imagine we're talking now about what we're talking, you'd have a shot of maybe actually someone standing up and whatever. Maybe if it was food, kind of eating and tasting the food that you're talking about in your restaurant that you're selling. Or if you're real estate, if you're trying to sell a house and you're in real estate and you want to film them, then you would have a talking, what they call talking head to camera. And then we'd see some footage of the actual real estate property. So you need context to kind of, where is it, what are you doing, who are you with, all the W's, all the questions again. Then when you come to the edit makes it very easy, because as long as try and remember to film a beginning and the end. You need definitely an ending, a beginning.
Speaking, right?
I wouldn't make your video any longer than about a minute and a half.
Okay.
The YouTube stats say that, and it's getting shorter because our attention spans are getting shorter actually, probably like even 90 seconds or less than that, because people just tell off. I'm bored. I'm bored. And it has to be engaging. It has to have energy in it before you even start. Edit wise, I like to use apps, even on my phone. So for the journalists out there, I should share a shout out to the South African journalists I met in Ireland, but their whole TV station now films on smartphones and edits on the field. So there are several apps. I like to use Splice. I can just literally put the footage in and then just send it straight out. So I can post it straight to Facebook, to YouTube. Okay. It makes it very simple.
Splice.
But if you want to do anything fancy, I use something called ScreenFlow, which is capture software for Apple. If you have a Microsoft laptop, then Camtasia is really good. So for instance, if you have an app and you want to demo your app, I can plug this phone into ScreenFlow and I can record my actual iPhone.
I must say, when you showed us that, it was really impressive, because sometimes you want to show, especially with technology companies, and there's so many new apps coming out, you know, that if you can see the demo, it would just add so much more value. So that's a great tip, yeah.
Another thing would be, it doesn't really matter what software, but you need to make sure you export. So once you finish editing, you need to make sure you export for the right social media. So depending on what social media it is, you will have something for YouTube. I use YouTube, but I also use a Vimeo account.
Okay.
A Vimeo account for me gives me more things, like I can embed. And if the viewers are not sure what's embedding, I can copy some blur piece of code. Mm-hmm. I just copy and paste it and put it in my website. So when someone comes to my website, they don't go to the YouTube channel. I need them to stay on my website.
Okay.
So it's not good to have a link there, that they go to a link and they get sent off somewhere else. Marketing, we're trying to drive Twitter, Facebook, social media to your website, to your content.
So would you use Vimeo? So you copy it from...
I use Vimeo because I can hide it. If I want to kind of do something like a sales video, I can hide it in my personal account on Vimeo so you wouldn't see it. But then I can post it and send it in emails.
Okay. Yeah, so talk about emails, video emails.
Yes. So for instance, as some of our clients are quite high profile, and normally they will not book us unless they actually meet me or see me. And unfortunately, none of my clients are normally in the same country as me now. Yes. And they can be everywhere, all over the world. So we started this about 3 years ago. We would get an email inquiry from their contact person, their agent, their PA, and I will film a personal message back, even just like this on my iPhone. I'll just pull my iPhone in the air and film a message to them. And that, even for a small business, whatever it is, maybe you're a coach, potential coaching clients, how awesome is it?
Yes.
And they would have emailed more than one of you. So if you have an email inquiry,
yes.
Note that customer has emailed at least 3 to 5 people.
And this will make you stand out.
It will make you stand
out. Okay, so just to make it practical for everybody who's listening, you've taken your phone, you've recorded the video, then you say share.
Yeah, no, I would save it and then I would send it just to that person because it's a personal message.
Okay. And in terms of file sizes and those type of things, I mean, tell us more about that.
You want to film in the biggest resolution possible on whatever your phone will take, because it's a lot easier to downgrade something than try and upscale it.
Yes, yes.
So for me, every video we ever post is 720p, which is half HD. Even though we'll film it in HD or in 4K, we're going to downsize it, because particularly in Africa, in different parts of Africa, the internet service isn't that great. So if you're waiting for a video to buffer, they're going to click another video. It needs to buffer. So you're better off downsizing it. And Vimeo, which is another reason why I love it, is it does that for you. It automatically works out what phone you are, how much service you have and bandwidth, and it will downsize it. And then you have an option to say, I want to watch it in full HD.
Okay. And what about making sure that it's ready for a tablet versus a phone versus a laptop screen?
So a lot of software, probably most software, when you go to export it out, will give you all those options. And something that I use professionally is Premiere Pro, Adobe software.
Yeah.
I can just list every single iPhone, every Android, every tablet, and just hit record and go get coffee.
Yes. I mean, but that's the part where I think some of us are like, okay, whoa, let me hand it over to the professionals, someone who lives and sleeps and breathes this stuff, that's passionate about it. And, you know, sometimes it's okay to bring in the help, to ask for help, and to let someone do it.
Anything I'm not good at, I outsource. And there's various ways to do that. You can trade. You can trade services. So when I was growing my business and I didn't have cash, I would trade my service. And I personally don't like editing. Yeah. I love being with people and filming and doing the fun stuff. I outsource my editor. I have a film crew and team to do that.
Okay, so it's okay to ask for help, everybody. We should do it now and then. So on another note, these viral videos, I mean, I did some research and they say, you know, cats and animals, cute fluffy animals, kids. These are the things that make a video go viral. In your opinion, is it, you know, if you consider marketing now for a moment, let's put our marketing hats on. The importance of a viral video and how you make it happen. What's your thought on that?
I got asked this by a journalist yesterday, and specifically, I'm very controversial on this, because I think if you sit in the old camp of marketing, then the response is it's not possible. You can't craft a video. If you are from the new generation of online marketing, can I say hell yes?
Yes.
I just said it anyway. Hell yes. Like, yes. Otherwise, marketing companies wouldn't be doing this. Everyone should Google Dollar Shave Club. It's one of the best examples of this.
I've seen that. Have you seen that? Please tell.
It's so well scripted. It hits all the points. So if you're a guy out there, would you buy a razor to shave your beard on a monthly subscription? My view was, what? The business plan is flawed already. They sold in 48 hours $1 million worth of subscriptions for a razor in your hand. The important things were, yes, it was funny. So the two things is emotion. Is it funny? Is it funny that you want to share it on your Facebook page and someone else you think is going to laugh about it? Or two, is it something that's heartfelt? So another advert to have a look at is the Dove advert. The Dove advert is incredible because it reaches women in a way they've never reached women before. And here I am on radio promoting them, right?
Yes.
So this is where they understood their avatar. They got their client. Second is you do have to talk about your product and the advantages and the benefits. Then any endorsements. So rather than you saying it, who else is saying it? This is when in Dollar Shave Club, he'll grab Roger Federer uses my shaver and yeah, it's good.
Oh, yes.
Then you've got the objections. So mastering any objections. And then what I call goodwill. So he talks about how his company now is employing people that didn't have a job. But it's all done in humor. So if you have 5 minutes today on your lunch break, you have to go Google Dollar Shave Club video. It's incredible. And in marketing world, everyone was like, there you go. And that in a bucket is how you make something go viral.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that, because I think the one thing that we sometimes forget is the goodwill part.
Giving back. Yes. That's why we're in business.
Yes. Right? And we've got the opportunity. So awesome. Okay. I hope people were making lists. We've got a message here from Kodiwa. He says, what an insightful show. I just discovered videography and I love it. Will Victoria be hosting a workshop? I'll love to be there.
I would love to. Let's arrange it. But no, I would say, yeah, we will be coming back. I won't wait a year this time because of when we get onto our projects. Yes. My project's kicking off here.
Yes,
So yes, I will. But if you're brave enough to spend like a day with me, like this is tame on radio. You can't see me right now, but I'm like buzzing.
She does. She rocks the room.
And no sleep.
Yeah.
No breaks, no sleep.
I don't know how you do it, but... it's
wired
amazing.
Undead energy.
I think it's because you're so passionate about it. You know, you can see and feel your passion.
So I would say get into videography. You won't regret it. And it's an amazing skill. And then actually let us know, because we'll be looking for more filmmakers here.
Ah, good.
We have a lot to be filming on our project.
Yes. We'll talk about the project in a moment. But Cody, I hope I pronounced your name correctly. I want to share with you, and Victoria, please tell us more. You are offering a box office 5-week live online course. Do you want to unpack this for us and how this will benefit the project that you're involved with?
Yes. So our 5-week online course, so we only kind of like normally do a few workshops here, but I wanted to make something accessible. We do this everywhere else around the world, so I wanted to open it up to South Africa. There's only 30 places. We've already got 20, so we only need 10 more. All the proceeds, when I say 100% of this profit, is going to stay in this country in a project that we'll talk about in a second. So if you imagine, once you've learned to film and you've kind of produced yourselves video, what I would call, we then start every week for the kind of, say, if we started tonight, for the next 5 weeks, for an hour's live session. You can actually dial in by video link if you want to and actually ask questions directly to me. You've got a chat channel there as well. Week one is all about mindset. And if Renette knows me pretty well now after Saturday, I believe the only reason I'm sitting here on this radio station is the mindset. I am not the best filmmaker. I'm not the best photographer. Regardless of what anyone says, I believe that. But I believe in once I have a goal, nothing or no one will stop me.
Excellent.
Because I have a why.
Yes.
So the mindset is about, I mean, we'll do crazy things like if I talk real business here. Everybody, I believe, has like a thermostat in this room. If we turn it to 70 degrees and it's cold, it will get to 70 degrees and warm up. The downside to that is if it's 80 degrees, it's going to bring it back down to 70 degrees. So I call it your money thermostat. Everyone subconsciously, and this is neuroscience too, has a money thermostat or has a block along the way. With neuroscience techniques in week one, we will blast it literally in 2 minutes. So this is something, say, then we have an assignment, we have homework, and then in week two, we'll talk about the art of storytelling and crafting and how do we make these viral videos. For instance, if you start to walk from left to right in your video, I will feel comfortable. If you walk right to left, it's going to be like a horror film.
Hold on.
It puts suspense
into it.
This
part was so interesting to me. And yes, you did ruin films for me for the future. But I love it. And I've been looking at it. I've been really watching carefully on TV. So please, will you repeat that?
So you have, naturally, we read from left to right. So anything you see in maybe a, like a beautiful love scene is always going to be left to right. They walk up the stairs left to right. When we're filming something that we want to make you feel a little bit nervous or something's not quite right, we'll build the staircase right to left and get someone to walk past. We'll walk past your window just before it gets broken into, something like that. So
yes.
Even the camera height, if I put my camera height really high and film down at you, I make you look small. If I want you to make you look empowered, I'm going to film low to high. So there's many subconscious things that we have in our system.
Fantastic.
So that's all in week two.
Okay.
Week three is about workflow automation. So you would love week three. This is where I get my electronic toolbox and the tools I use for kind of advertising, marketing campaigns, how I make money with my business that are automated.
Okay.
You set it up once and it looks like it's personal. And you make it as personal as possible. We'll also talk about outsourcing and freelancers.
Okay.
How we can get things done any time of the day from a great resource that I use. Week four is about marketing and how to have a magnetic marketing plan. Who is your avatar? How do I even work that out?
Yes.
That's what,
where do you
what
start?
I was like. I was like, what is an avatar? Okay, I need more clients, but how the hell do I work out which one it is? So we'll talk about steps and exactly how to find them, then how to talk to them, how to copy to them, right?
Okay.
And then last week is all about, and I love this, traffic and conversion. So this for me is the fun stuff.
Yes.
This is, not only do you need to drive traffic, which is the first thing everybody does, nobody really understands how to convert that person from a viewer to a customer to I call a client and to kind of getting the cash.
Yes, to hit the buy it now button.
Yeah. And then how do you nurture that? And again, although you think about viral video, how do you nurture it so you have walking, talking sales fans?
Awesome. So. I think that's so fantastic. So in a nutshell, I would like you to share with us where people can get information or how they can sign up. And then also about your project that's the beneficiary.
Yes. So Video Marketer, video-marketer.com. And the five-week course is called The Box Office. If you use the code CliffCentral, all one word, you're going to get a discount off that and get it for 4,000 Rand instead of 6,000 Rand.
Yay.
Every session is recorded. So if you miss it live, you'll actually get the recording anyway. You can log in and watch it.
And you become part of a group where you can
close
share.
Facebook group.
You can actually go on this journey together and really support each other and become, who knows what, you can become
I'll
a
I'll be
new
critiquing too and helping. And as my fiancé Mark says, they're never an hour because someone asks me more questions and we keep going.
Yeah, he said that you've gone till the midnight hours to help people, and that just shows your passion. I'm really thankful that you're sharing it with us. Kodu has shared another message with us, and he said, my parents don't believe in me, but it's my passion, and how can I get involved and produce world-class content? And I can say, when I'm sitting 2 o'clock in the morning, still working like this morning, last night,
I still did
then there is no one who I feel is making me a cup of tea and holding my hand. It's me sitting there and I do think of all the moms feeding their babies and other people working hard who are passionate about what they do. But at the end of the day, you have to believe in yourself. And that's where what you mindset. Said, Victoria, the mindset part. Kodua, if you've got the will, you've got the passion, I think you've got the ingredients to make it happen.
I would say, Kodua, I had a similar situation when I walked out of my banking job, my very well-paid banking job. You can imagine, actually, it was my father. He was like freaking out at me and kind of saying, what are you doing? You needed a steady income. I almost had to surround myself, and I mentioned this to someone at Cliff Radio a few minutes ago, that you are the five people that you hang around the most is who you're going to become. So Kodua, if you can get yourself out to maybe some events or even Facebook groups, start delving into the world of self-development. Tony Robbins is someone very famous that has changed my life, even just listening to that man and that recordings or free YouTube stuff. You've got to feed your mind. We go to the gym and we exercise. If we don't continue to lift heavier weights, yeah, our muscles don't grow.
Yes.
We need to do the same every day for our mind.
And Kodua, please, if you contact me on Twitter, I'll connect you with someone that I think you can see some behind the scenes. While we wait for Victoria to come back, I can connect you with someone to show you behind the scenes what happens in a studio, and who knows what can happen.
So please, in here.
at Rianette, it's Rianette. So I hope that I can connect with you there. And we only have about 2 minutes to talk about this fantastic project. So Neil, thanks for joining us in studio today.
Thank you very much.
Please, can you just in a nutshell tell the listeners who you are and the project, and and then I'm sure Victoria will share more about how people can get involved. But yeah, in 2 minutes, what can you say?
So my name's Neil Pollock, and I had the amazing opportunity to meet a group of people in a community that have actually got ethics. And when I went to the community the very first time, I was introduced to a nursery school where there was a vegetable garden. And if you remember back into the 70s and 80s when we had these little mesh fences around our properties, that's literally what's around this nursery school and a vegetable garden.
Okay.
And after 2 years, no vegetables have been stolen.
Sure.
And it's one of the most amazing vegetable patches. I mean, the vegetables look really, really good. And I thought to myself, if here's a community that do not have a lot of money, but do not steal from each other, clearly they've actually figured something out. And this is the type of community that you want to get involved with.
Yes, yes, yes.
So it's a small community. They make their living from a rubbish dump, which is quite remarkable if you think about it.
Yeah.
That typically people would maybe speak poorly of people like that. But when you get to know these people, their hearts, their souls are in the right place. It's phenomenal. You must see what their houses and their gardens look like. Their area is clean. They've got a couple of soccer fields that are just dirt soccer fields, but there's no litter around it. It's
wow.
Neat, it's tidy. They have these tiny little wooden structures from which they do business from. And I just think to myself, you know, if people see this, because this must be all over South Africa, but if people see this, then there's hope. There really is hope, because often we see the wrong side of life. But here's a life of a community that's not easy. Their lives are really difficult, but they've got ethics. They want to improve their lives. And having Victoria getting involved with this gives me a lot of hope, because she's got the right energy. And she is an ethical person, so she would not do this for, she will do this to help a community, and that's really exciting.
That is exciting. So I'm writing a book about relationships, so I need to ask, how did you meet? How did you guys connect?
We were introduced by a coach, actually, wasn't we?
Correct.
So he just listened to me speak about my philanthropy. He went, you need to speak to Neil.
Ah.
And then we had one conversation, and it was like, it turned to then producing the first live TV station in South Africa, and now it's grown into, it's literally, I mean, I think we're piloting it here,
yes.
But the idea is, if we use technology, which is great, to live stream, imagine, my dream is to coach maybe a 5 or 7 year old to become an entrepreneur and a millionaire in like a year, 2 years. If we can do that, we can prove this entrepreneur thing is not a gene, it can be taught. And I'm half Maltese. Even kind of my father growing up would never take a handout even if he needed it. We're a pride kind of culture. And I believe that's the same here in South Africa. Nobody wants a handout. So instead of handing out, how about we help you up?
That's
so
beautiful.
My
yes.
vision was kind of with Nils to kind of get someone like Richard Branson, live streaming from his house to this village, mentoring directly the elders or whoever else it is, having the hubs there so they can do daily videos, getting everyone here listening to Microfund. So everybody can help on all levels. This is not really about me and Neil. This is not our project. We want it to be everyone and sustainable.
Okay, so how do people get involved? Where do they go? Who do they contact?
We haven't even got... We need a brand name. Do you know what would be awesome? If Cliff Central viewers can help us get a brand name for this.
Okay.
So some of the things we've been playing around with is like, I love the word something like either builders or... Because I want it to encompass the community to everybody. I don't really want it to be about money. Because for me, it's not about money, it's about abundance. Yes, prosperity, whatever else. So I need suggestions. Neil and I kind of need to get the name, then we'll get a website, then we'll have two parts to the website, if you can imagine. We'll have kind of the left-hand side will be funding and getting part. And the right-hand side will be kind of other people that want to involve that don't have the cash, investors, but can help. Time, kind of graft. We're going to need hundreds and hundreds of people to help pull this off.
Okay, so my suggestion is share your Facebook page details, and then people can contact you there, and then to wrap up. Yes. So what is your Facebook page?
Let's do this on the Video Dash Marketer page.
Okay.
And then I'll tag Neil in as well. So get it coming. Give us some suggestions, and whoever kind of we go with, we will treat to something very special.
Excellent. So we all get involved. Neil, we wish you all the best. I've offered you some of my services and my support. So I look forward to it.
You have no choice, lady.
I have no choice. But thank you very much for joining us in studio. I'm going to do a 30-second cyber health feature today. It's a cyber health bite. And thank you for staying tuned in. And we've been talking about the power of video. And when it comes to online video and when you share it, there's a couple of things you need to keep in mind because it will be part of your digital footprint. So remember, it might go viral. So are you ready for it? Make sure that it is not defaming or putting anyone in a bad light. If you need to get permissions to share those videos, and are you perhaps sharing too much in terms of your location and your personal life? Maybe there are things behind you. Maybe you're at the office and you're sharing information about papers and people and companies that you're working on, which is not supposed to happen. And then ask yourself, how will this video impact your digital footprint and employability? Thank you so much for joining me, Rianette. Please join us online. And we look forward to engaging with you, and have a fantastic week ahead.
Unbranded on CliffCentral.com.